Our guest at the cafe this morning, Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you have a new book coming out.
I do.
And this is called Circle of Hurt, and it is out March 28th.
Correct.
Well, why Circle of Hurt? Now, this is a novel.
Yes.
Not a nonfiction book, but a novel, which is certainly not your first novel.
No, this is novel number 8. Why Circle of Hurt? I labor over all my titles, and sometimes I get them wrong, and this one I labored over too. I'm really happy with it right now. I think it fits. It's about a group of men that gather around a table in an old general store in a small town in Northeast Texas. And there's really no official membership or anything. They just gather together, and the only thing they have in common is that they have suffered hurts or have caused hurt on other people, how it caused other people to hurt. And they all have a story, a backstory. And they gather around usually 5 or 6 times a week and try to heal each other with their backgrounds, all knowing they've got hurts to heal. And there's also the hurt is another term because there's a place, a pivotal place in the book called Hurt Hill. And I just always liked that word. And I have some friends whose last name was Hurt that I grew up with. And I grew up on a real place called Hurt Hill.
I was going to say, what I read about the book that you provided to me, there is such a place.
There is such a place. I'm sure in about 10 years, nobody will know that it's still there. Just like most people don't know there is a river by it, but there is. And you can't tell it, but it's there.
River By is the name of the town in
yes,
the book.
Yes.
So that's an actual place name.
It is an actual place now. It's not really a town anymore. There's a team roping facility there and a ranch. And I went up there about 15 years ago and had lunch with the cowboys and in their cook shack. And that's the first time I ever knew River By existed. But you can look it up in the online, and you'll find it's still there.
And this is in Fannin County?
Yeah, population 15.
Is it still population 15?
It's still population 15. The last I looked, and I don't know where those 15 people are, but well, they're probably counting those cowboys that deal.
Yeah. I mean, is there a city limit sign or anything?
No, I don't think there's any kind of sign. It's kind of like
just a little village,
a little village.
Community.
There could be, but I don't remember it. So
yeah, we're talking with Jim Ainsworth. Jim, a very prolific Northeast Texas author, and his new novel coming out March 28th, Circle of Hurt. This is based a lot on your own experiences growing
yes,
up.
Yes, most of the things I write, I'm just never. I always said I was never good enough to make stuff really up. I mean, I have to have either a newspaper article that impressed me or inspired me or I thought was really bizarre or odd, or I have to know usually I'll know some character and I'll make a composite. And I want to make clear River By in the story is much larger than 15 people. It's about the size of Commerce, 8,000, 9,000 people. I'd never say that in the book, but it's based on a combination of Commerce, Honey Grove, Cooper, and probably a little Adonia thrown in there, primarily Honey Grove, because Honey Grove, if you're familiar with downtown Honey Grove, it has some classic, classic old buildings. And I know a lot of people there who used to be my clients.
Do you write straight through? I mean, do you write page 1, then write page 2, and you write through to page 300, or do you jump back and forth?
I do almost every kind of combination. People ask me if I outline, and I do outline, but I don't usually start with an outline. I'll get 10 or 15 chapters in, I realize I need an outline and I'll make one. In terms of writing, I'll write maybe a scene that I don't know where it's going to go because it comes to my mind and I'll hold it, which is very complicated and hard to do. And, where is it?
Right.
And how many Word documents can you keep track of? And how many notepads? But most of the time I write, 80% of the time I write straight through, and I'll have a few notes of, okay, where's this going? And I'll quit at the end of the day, and I'll go back and read what I wrote the previous day and do some minor editing. I don't get excited about editing at that point in time, but it'll carry me on to the next one.
Tell me about the event now. Are you going to have a sort of release party, autograph party?
We call it a launch party, and it will be at the East E.T. ETSU, that's A&M Commerce Alumni Center.
Oh, good.
On Bodark and whatever that is over there.
Yeah, we know where it is.
And Stonewall. and it'll be from 5 to 8 on March 28th.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday, and we will have light refreshments and a few stories. We might even have some entertainment. We'll have some music, I'm pretty sure.
Terrific, good. All right, the new book is Circle of Hurt, and along with it, Believing is a grand thing, or in a grand thing, and but Circle of Hurt is the big volume, and coming out March 28th. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.